Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program here on a warm afternoon in Mississippi at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us around the world. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com and also through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. We're very honored to have Gregory Abbott on the program this afternoon. Many of you have already been writing me, of course, because of his hit songs like Shake You Down and I Got the Feeling. But, you know, I think one of the great things about Gregory is not only his passion for music, but also his longevity in being able to share it with all of you. He's making his first appearance on the program to talk to us about that career, what it's been like for him to use social media and talking to his fans, and then, of course, to let you guys know what's coming up for him in 2013. Gregory, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Cyrus. You guys are lucky that it's warm there in Mississippi because it's pretty foggy out here in San Francisco.
You know what? We have some very unusual weather sometimes, Gregory, but this week has been really nice for us. So it's been really nice. You know, and what's also is nice is to be able to have you on with us. You know, since we announced you were going to be coming on, and I want to thank Martha Samasoni for helping connect us. But, you know, your music is really something that has crossed over not only for different generations, but also I think all lovers of music, regardless of the genre. What has it been like for you, Gregory, to be able to have that kind of success and to know that literally your music is touching people around the world?
Wow. Well, it's a dream come true. I realized at a very early age that I work best when I work for myself. And I always fantasized about being able to do something that I just do and love, you know, wallow music. Wouldn't it be nice if that could be? So to have that dream come true and to travel with other talented people all around the world has been a wonderful journey.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's something that really, you know, Gregory, right outside the gate. I mean, when you came out with your first solo project, I mean, to have the type of success that so many people just dream about, and then, of course, as I mentioned, to be able to have that consistency, has that just been proof for you that you were on the right path doing what you were destined to do? Hello, Gregory. Can you hear us? Okay, we seem to have lost our connection there with Gregory. We're going to be trying to get that back. I noticed it seemed to be having a slight technical issue there. What we're going to do is take a quick break here when we come back. Hopefully we'll be able to rejoin our conversation with Gregory here on the program. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Live.
We pray for the big things and forget to give thanks for the ordinary. How often have you asked God for water? Even in 2013, there are so many people without water. But you can help us bring fresh water to the Maasai people of Loita Hills, Kenya, by going to worldserveinternational.org and making a donation to the Loita Hills Maasai Project. Together we can save lives. The Loita Hills Maasai Project.
A Swift Writer's Guild is for those who have the talent to put pen or brush to paper to create a unique and valuable piece of work. A-Swift is always looking for new talents to enhance the literary, visual, and performing arts. For more information on how you can become a member of A-Swift Writers Guild, visit www.aswiftwritersguild.com or call 1-866-302-0508.
The Parrot's Perch, a diabolical torture device designed to make the innocent confess. The Parrot's Perch, a novel based on actual events, depicts in graphic detail the horrific abuses that occur in Brazil. The Parrot's Perch, a lethal mix of wealthy Americans, sexy Brazilians, drugs, corruption, and torture. The Parrot's Perch by Karen Kelp, now available on Amazon.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with Gregory Abbott. I think we have Gregory back on with us. Hello, Gregory. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can, Cyrus.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much again for being on with us, Gregory. I'm not sure if you heard the last question, so I'll go ahead and repeat it for us. I was just talking about, you know, for you to be able, you know, to come out of the gate, you know, with the success that you were able to have with your solo project. You know, did that really for you signify that you were on the right track, using your gift the way that you were supposed to be using it?
Well, it certainly did, and I guess that's the confirmation I needed to know that I was, in fact, do this as my life's work. You never know when you put something out what the and we knew that we have, we, you know, we worked very hard to but have confident about it, but nothing like the ability and chance to work with other talented songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it can, I should be doing.
Yeah, yeah. Gregory, you were breaking up there just a little bit at the end, but I did hear what you said about being able to work with different songwriters, and I think that that kind of connects too with another thing that I've noticed with your music over the years, and that is that regardless of whether people say that they like a particular genre of music, I think there are so many different songs by Gregory Abbott that will appeal to people regardless of what genre that they normally think that they will like. You know, do you think that universal quality is something that you have been able to share basically because that's who you are as a person, being able to love a little bit of everything?
Well, I think it represents my listening style. I listen, I try and expose myself to as much music and different styles as possible. So I tend to reflect that when it's my time to create.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, too, I think that's been one of the payoffs, I think, for people, you know, to be able to see, you know, different pieces of their own interest in this song by Gregory Abbott. Again, if you're just tuning in, he's on the radio side of the line. You're listening to Conversations Live. Gregory Abbott is our guest. He's a platinum recording artist that has been able to see tremendous success. And with that success, of course, have come fans literally around the world. I mentioned, of course, New Zealand's own Martha Samusoni connected us together, Gregory. But you have fans, you know, literally around this globe. You know, I think one of the ways that we've been able to kind of connect with you the most and the quickest have been through social media, like Facebook, Twitter, even Google+. You and I have actually connected that way as well. Talk to us about that aspect of it, because that's a new addition. You know, so what has it been like for you to now not have to wait on the fan letters, not have to wait on going to a concert, but now in real time be able to connect with your fans that way?
Well, I think it's absolutely brilliant and very different from, say, 10 and 20 years ago. Now you can directly get feedback from your fans, make new ones. I can write a song today and have it on the for worldwide release this evening.
Right.
So there's nothing like that. And in addition to social media, there's just the new technology where you can have a home studio, so I can create it right in my home studio and then get it online immediately. So that's wonderful, especially artistically, in the freedom of being able to do that, because, you know, without the intercession of a record company guiding what you can and can't put out, you can put out as much or as little as you want to, and it's brilliant. And I just embrace the internet and the new technology wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Well, I think it definitely, Gregory, has made it so much easier for people to be able not only to talk about great artists like yourself, but also to help others to be introduced to you and the music. The single that we're going to be listening to is Rhythm Rhyme. Talk to us about the single and what it means for you.
Well, it's a love song. I wanted to do a ballad this time, and I wanted it to be nice and lush and use chord changes like from around the 50s, those old romantic songs that are in some of the black and white movies of that time, and I thought they were very romantic, so I used those chord changes. And then I tried to make a metaphor between a man and a woman's relationship and rhythm to rhyme. So this is my metaphorical way of expressing a love relationship between a man and a woman.
Yeah, well, it's beautifully done, Gregory. And for our listeners who have not had the pleasure, why don't you do us the honors and introduce it for us?
Okay. This is a tune from my Drop Your Mask album entitled Rhythm Rhyme. And I'm Gregory Abbott. And take a listen and fall in love.
Hey, I am the rhyme.
I am the rhyme.
have Gregory Abbott with Rhythm Rhyme here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com and our good friends at dcnowradio.com as well. It's from his project Drop Your Mask. And, you know, again, Gregory, one of the gifts that comes from you is that your ability to connect with your audience, to connect, you know, with your fans, and to do it through song. When you think about that gift, when you think about the opportunity that you have to really to change the way people see themselves, to think about the way that they see love and what's possible for them, you know, what is your hope when people think of you, think of your music, and then, of course, put on some of Gregory Abbott's tunes?
Well, I'd like to think that I've affected their relationships and their feelings about themselves and the world in general positively. I've always wanted to do that, have a positive impact on the world. Before I got into music, I was in graduate school with a degree in social psychology, so I've always been fascinated by, you know, the working human mind and emotions, and music for me enables me to put that in song. So,
right.
And what better to then have a positive effect on people, and that's the way I'd like them to remember me.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I think that's definitely what's happening here, Gregory, and it's because of you, you know, that people are able to not only to express themselves, I think, but also to go through this world, you know, I mean, knowing that, you know, things are going to be all right. I think sometimes when you listen to certain songs, it kind of helps to remind you about what's possible, and I think that's one of the things that you've been able to do, and especially when it comes to love, showing them what is possible for them. Again, Gregory Abbott, everyone, a platinum recording artist that has definitely been able to, to span not only the generations, but I'd be able to find lovers of music around the world along the way. Gregory, how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as, of course, support your music as well?
Okay. You can go to my website, gregoryabbott.com, and all the links will be there. Links to Facebook, Twitter, CD Baby, Amazon, all of them will be right there at gregoryabbott.com, and my blog will be there as well. So that's how you can have a direct relationship to me and know about everything that we're up to and what we'll be doing next.
All right. So, again, GregoryAbbott.com. Make sure you guys do that. And from there, as he said, you can definitely stay in contact with everything going on with Gregory, including his blog and how to find him on social media as well. Gregory, one of the questions I love to ask guests, and you are, I think, the perfect one to be able to ask this question, and that is about, you know, the importance of the dream and the passion and staying true to that dream. What advice would you give to individuals, I think, regardless of their profession, about the importance of recognizing their gift and staying true to that gift?
Well, I think absolutely essential is that you do something that you do naturally and that you love to do. Something that doesn't feel like work, it feels more like play, but it's something you don't mind thinking about 24 hours a day, and it's not a chore. So I think something that you pick that's natural to you like that, you are going to get deep into it, you're going to try and do it well, you're not going to give it up, you know, it's a part of you. So I think that's very important, and that certainly worked for me, and I've seen it work for other people. So that's one little gem of advice that I'd give to folks. Pick the right thing.
Yeah, pick the right thing and then stay with it. I think that's it. And Gregory is definitely proof that when you do that, it definitely works, and your hard work will definitely pay off. Gregory Abbott again, everyone. Gregory, again, it really is an honor and a pleasure to speak with you, and it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you. You're very gracious. And you're also a good host, too. I admire you.
Well, I appreciate that, Gregory. You know, and really, I mean, my mom is, I know, jumping up and down here in Mississippi because I know she's listening here on our radio side. She's a big fan of yours. And so, hi, Mom. We're glad to be able to bring this to you. And, Gregory, again, keep up the great work, man. You're definitely making a difference.
Thank you, Cyrus.
All right, you're more than welcome. Gregory Abbott, everyone, the single you guys heard here again is Rhythm Rhyme from his project Drop Your Mask, so make sure you do check it out. But for all things Gregory Abbott, stay on his website at gregoryabbott.com. Again, you'll find his blog, his links, of course, to social media, and then, of course, be able to stay in contact with him and his music. It is available all over the place, so make sure you do support it. And I think one of the great things, again, about Gregory is that, you know, his music is literally timeless. I mean, he's able to affect people of all generations, no matter what your interests are and music, there will be a Gregory Abbott song out there just for you. So all you have to do is go to gregoryabbott.com and begin the journey for yourself. Now, that's going to do it for us for this part of our program. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Gregory, don't worry. You can catch the entire recording about 5 minutes after we go off the air, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. If you're joining us through dcnowradio.com, all you have to do is go over to dcnowradio.com, click on the podcast, and you'll be able to find the show there. We want to thank our friend Anthony Tillman there at DC Now. He's celebrating a one-year anniversary for the station this coming up April. It's been a great thing to be able to be a part of the family there in D.C., and we're looking forward to many more years to come. But again, go over to dcnowradio.com, click on the podcast there, and then, of course, through blogtalkradio.com, you can actually find the link there. Now, we found it really easy for you guys. Actually, during the song, I actually tagged Gregory's Facebook fan page as well as his Twitter handle for you guys. So if you head over to our page at twitter.com/CyrusWeb or facebook.com/CyrusWeb, you can actually find the link there. We can go back and listen to the replay, as well as you can find both Gregory's Twitter handle as well as his Facebook fan page as well. So we invite you to do that as well. That's going to do it for us again for this part of our show. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy, of course, a great book, but also, of course, great music. And we've given you a great selection here to start off with. Thank you for choosing Conversations Live. Have a great one.